I called your name, and you came running, running, running. I called your name, and you came running, running, running. I called your name, and you came running, running, running. I called your name, and you came running, running, running.
No. I was stuck in a place. The world said I was nothing, nothing, nothing. I was a slave. I was in bondage, 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 and I was afraid. Freedom wasn't coming, coming, coming. A heart full of hate. I didn't love nothing, nothing, nothing. No.
Yeah. Oh. We want to thank you, Father, for another wonderful day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We glory to your name today, Lord, for thy name is great, and great is thy faithfulness. Lord, as we come before you today, we come with praise and with thanksgiving. We pray that your will be done in our lives. Amen. I want to tell each and every one of you that you are welcome, welcome, welcome in this space that we call worship. Amen. We come here to praise the Lord, and I want you all to be ready for it. Lord, we open the floor up now for anyone that has something to say that would cause all of us to praise God. Lord, we call it a praise report. Does anyone have one this morning?
I have one this morning.
Okay, Sister Carter, come on.
I just wanted to say that I am so thankful and grateful for what God is doing as far as my spiritual growth. As I listen to the series that Elder does on the altar and putting that into effect, I could see how God has moved in some areas of deliverance and spiritual growth from taking what he has said and applying it. You will see that God does move. Some of the things that I've used in my prayer is going to the altar, actually having a place where you need God consistently. That is your place, that's your altar where you do your prayer. And then going to the courtroom and praying. And I think that he spoke about that once before, about presenting your prayers before him. And also fasting and praying. And also declarations and putting all those together as we pray and petitioning God and asking him and going before you go to the courts and before you go to the altar, praising and thanksgiving, all these things that you put together and use them in order to praise and worship God and petition and ask for his help. He hears you. So, you know, I've done that and I fasted for a few days, and then I'm going like, okay, so where's the answer? And God is always on time. Sometimes it's right away. Sometimes it's a week or two, but God always moved. God always answered, and some things that he did deliver me on. And I am just so grateful and thank you for all that Elder is teaching us about, because it is truly the word. So I am grateful and thankful. That's my report.
Amen. Well, you got it. You heard it from someone that I sit close to, but she listens to the word just like you do. And the word has touched her just as it should touch you, because we come straight from the Bible and we do include scriptures in all that we do. And we pray that God's word touches your heart. Amen. That you realize his word is true, because it does not change. Here on the earth, apps change, technologies change, all types of things change. There's always change going on the earth. Whatever's new and popular, things that are upcoming, things that have passed, okay? Things that are happening now, all the knowledge of the earth. But the wisdom of God is always and forever. And I know a lot of you feel like, oh, it's out of touch with what they're doing right now. Well, this is what I want you to do, believers. Be concerned about your own life and follow God no matter what. No matter what's going on, whether you think it's out of touch or not, just follow it. A lot of people not going to agree with your life. I don't care if you do everything popular. I don't care if you do everything that's up to date, including your clothes, your hairstyle, and everything that goes along with it. It is not the wisdom of God. And that's what we're supposed to be walking in, because we know that his word is always and forever. Everlasting knowledge. So stay with it, because one day you will have to give account to the things that you chose to do with the life that he gave you. And there are many out there that have stopped believing in God's word because he doesn't hit them with a lightning bolt as they sin. And we know that we sin. All of us fall short of the glory of God. But those who remember God's rules and words that you should repent and ask for forgiveness and get back on course with his word, that you can sleep peacefully at night, that you can walk with peace on your mind and your heart through the day. That's God's word, and that's God's will. Now, I also want to ask anyone, does anyone need prayer this morning? Is there a specific issue that you're dealing with that you need the whole congregation to pray about? And you don't have to be in specific, okay? Just give us a general thing that you want us to pray about, and we will do it for you and on your behalf. Amen. So we're going to keep going. Let's get into our word today. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day. For there is the light of God shining through this morning, that we are blessed in every step that we take, in every move that we make. The word says that we're blessed going in and blessed coming out. And Father, for that reason, let us hear the word, that we may walk in obedience to Christ and stand firm in our faith. We glory to your name today, Lord, for you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, are worthy to be praised. Father, use me, Father, as your minister and your son for your benefit and for your glory to release the word obediently. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. All right. Our reference scripture is found in Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. And this is how it reads. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. That means burning at all times. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offerings in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. The fire shall ever or always be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. What he's referring to in these days and times is that our prayers should never cease, should never stop. As we pray, which is our altar, we should always be at the altar praying, fasting, confessing, and standing in our faith, which is that which some people pray, heaven seems to shake, while others seem to pray, and it's like their words are hitting the ceiling and coming back down. Why is prayer a source of power for some and a source of frustration for others? The answer lies in understanding that prayer is not just a religious ritual. Prayer is a spiritual technology. It is governed by principles, just as there are physical laws that govern the natural world, like the laws of gravity and aerodynamics. There are spiritual laws that govern the realm of the spirit. When you align with the laws of aerodynamics, you can fly. When you align with the laws of the altar, your prayers soar in the spirit realm. Now, defining the knowledge of the altar, excuse me. In the Bible, before there was a temple or a church, there was the altar. Noah built an altar. Abraham built an altar. Jacob, Moses, David, all built altars. There was not a church building or a temple. The next one to come up was Solomon, and he was the first to build a temple. Now, an altar is simply a designated place that you've chosen, is a place of exchange. It is where the human meets the divine. It is where the natural is sacrificed. And I want you to hear that word, sacrifice, because these are things that we give up in order to hear from God, to release the supernatural. The altar is the landing strip for the presence of God in all of our lives. Amen. Now, last week, we were at law number 10, the law of fasting. Now, that episode is up on the app. The app is found in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store under Rick H. Carter Ministries. If you will pull that up and download our app, you will see all of our episodes. Now, this week, week number 11, we are on the subject of the law of community. And that is found in Matthew 18, verse 20. And it reads, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Amen. Now, our core principle today is community is a multiplier on the altar. While individual prayer maintains our personal walk with God, corporate prayer releases exponential or extreme power. The law of community states that there is a specific dimension of God's presence that corporate anointing that we do and that we have that is only released when believers come together in agreement. It turns the altar from a solo instrument into a symphony. Amen? A spiritual symphony refers to the community in harmony, coming in agreement. Diversity, that means different people from different parts of the body of Christ, bring about a deeper connection to the divine or spiritual realm. Now, explanation. What am I rightly pointing to is that corporate prayer is not meant to be a single or solitary activity. While the secret place in Matthew 6:6, this is what it says, King James Version, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou have shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." This type of prayer is vital for intimacy. However, corporate or group prayer is a gathering place and is important and essential for power and history shaping breakthroughs. Now, the promise of presence. As you noted, God promised a specific manifestation of his presence when we gather together as a community. This is not to say God isn't with us when we pray alone. He is omnipresent. What does that mean? He is everywhere at all times. But what I am saying, his manifestation among his people is a unique way, often as the king in the midst of his council operates. Amen? That means if he's in the midst and we are his counsel, we're coming to him about things that need to be done. Things we need to talk to and arrange. Ways that the king tells us that we need to handle this or handle that in our operation. Now, unity manifests strength. The enemy's primary tactic is to divide and conquer. The law of community counters this by binding believers and their prayers in agreement together. If you take one coal from a fire, it grows cold quickly. But coals that are on a fire together, like on a barbecue pit, they keep each other burning hot. Now, the weight of the altar. The weight of the altar. Some burdens are too heavy for one person to carry on their own, or on their own altar, or own prayers. Community allows us to distribute the weight. Like, for instance, when we unite in prayer, we bind all our faith together and strengthen those who may be weak in faith are struggling with the situation that they may be going through. But when we join together, oh, the glory of God. Now, our theological insight for this lesson this week, to deepen this, we look at the mathematical principle of spiritual synergy. We must take a look at the Greek concept of what we call symphony or symphono, means the power of agreement. In Matthew 18 and 19, the verse, well, what it says is, Jesus says, if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them. The Greek word for agree is symphono, S-U-M-P-H-O-N-E-O. This is where we get the English word symphony. The law of community isn't just about a crowd of people. It's about harmonization, togetherness, you know, holding each other accountable and being strong in our faith brings about change. When a church gets in tune with one another and with God, the results is a sound that heaven cannot ignore. This is spiritual math to this equation that I'm talking about. There's a formula, okay? And that formula for this mathematic equation that happens when we join together in prayer, in corporate or community prayer, is found in Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 8. Okay? And it says, well, it says, the Old Testament gives us the mathematics of corporate prayer. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Now, this phrase highlights the divine empowerment and protection promised to the Israelites if they obey God's commandments. This disproportionate ratio, and when I say disproportionate, I'm talking about five, you know, pursuing 100, you see, and you know, what is Jeff definitely doing is just explaining the supernatural strength and victory granted by God through corporate or community prayer. The church praying together. When we come together, the power doesn't just add up 1 + 1 = 2. It multiplies. The law of community provides leverage that allows a small group of committed intercessors to shift the atmosphere over this entire city. And even bigger than that, it depends upon your faith and the group that you're together in agreement with can touch the stars. Amen. Now, the upper room in Acts 1, 14 and 2 through 1. The birth of the church happens because the law of community was applied. They were all in one accord and in one place. They didn't just pray individually in their own homes. The fire of Pentecost fell on the community. There are certain outpourings of the Spirit that are reserved for corporate or church gatherings. Amen. Peter's prison break, for example, found in Acts 12 and verse 5. When Peter was in prison, The church applied this law, but the prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. What does that mean? That means the prayers did not stop. They continued all day and all night. Some members were together praying for him, and likely they did it in shifts. You take this shift, we'll take the night shift, we'll take the midnight shift, okay? And that's what happened. We'll take the early morning shift. So prayer went on consistently. Now, one man, James, had already been killed. But when the community gathered to pray for Peter, an angel was dispatched. The chains fell off. The iron gates opened. Corporate prayer has the authority and the ability to intervene in the affairs of the state and the government. It can cause a shift to what is happening around you, around this country, around the nation. That's how strong corporate prayer is. Give it a chance. Try God at his word. Any of you, try him. Get down and pray with several others about a subject. Be patient and wait upon God to move. Do not take things in your own hand. When you do that, you're not following what God asked you to do. You became impatient. You decide, oh, well, I can get it done for myself. And go out there and sometimes get yourself in trouble, trying to make things happen that only God could, because he is the creator of all things in heaven and in the earth. And I know that when my wife and I get together and pray, things happen. When the church and when I get together with other people and pray, things happen. And, you know, sometimes people are going through things. Pray with them. Help them. Stand in faith for them. And don't go out and tell those folks business if they come to you, you know, in private, in secret, and ask you not to reveal these things to anyone else. Don't do it. Because there will come a day and a time that you may be in this very same situation and you need someone else's prayers, standing in faith right along a side of you in agreement with God's word, because you also went and found God's word after you had, when you have a subject matter, you also find a prayer that goes along with your situation. And read that prayer also, that scripture, okay, together. And then it gets God's attention because you remind him of his word. And when you remind him of his word, then God keeps his word. Stay focused, stay prayed up, stay in prayer, join together in community and pray together as a community. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen to this lesson. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, we thank you for this lesson today. We submit ourselves to hear thy voice, and that the Holy Spirit is revealing things to us as this lesson is being unpacked. Lord, we thank you, we adore you, we praise you, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will show us in real time how to use these lessons in our lives. We glory to your name, for your name is great, and great is thy faithfulness. Thank you for this, your people today. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we pray that they be blessed going in, blessed coming out, that we pray for their families, and we pray for the individual things that they are going through, that as they come to you, Lord, We pray you hear their voice in the mighty name of Jesus. We glory to your name today, Father, for thy name is great, and great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Lord, we thank you, we adore you, and we praise you for all that you are, for all that you do, for all that you will do. We thank you in advance, for we know that your word will never return back void. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well,
amen.
It is our prayer that you heard the voice of the Lord in the midst of this lesson, and that he's blessing you each and every step of the way. Glory to your name today, Lord. Thank you, Father. And I pray each of you hear his voice. And there are times you need others with you, praying, standing in faith, holding up the honor and the glory of God together with faith. Amen. Amen. Glory to your name today, Lord. And I pray, touch them, help them, strengthen them, and give them your word. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, I pray that you heard him today. I know some of you did. And I pray that all of you did. But let's go forth in faith. Also today, we have some upcoming things that we would like to accomplish. And we need your help. We need it in the way of finances. And I know a lot of you are going through things and everything is going up in price. And we're not asking you to give your last, but we are asking you to give. And the word says, and it shall be given unto you. And we pray that it be a hundredfold return. Because some of you may look for it to come back in money, and it may come in a blessing or a door opening, or things working out for you, or peace in your life, in your heart, in your way. Things are worked out for you. So it comes in many shapes and many forms. But you can only see these things walking in the Spirit. So give God to praise and give unto this ministry who blesses your life with wisdom and insight. Amen? Now, the ways that you can give are coming up. Now, if you have our app, there is a place that you can give on the app. If you have credit cards, debit cards, if you have Cash App or you want to do Zelle, we will have that up on the screen with our exit music. Amen. I pray all of you have a blessed day and have a blessed week. And we look forward to seeing you this Wednesday at Bible study. See you then, and God bless you going in, and God bless you going out. Traveling grace. Amen.
Amen. Have a good day.
Have a Amen. Good day. Amen. Amen. This joy that I have, I have. Give it the world, I ain't take it away.